Oh, I've got my pen. Well, I don't need it anyway. No. Now my screen is small again. Well, doesn't matter a lot. Yeah, I know. But I can read it like.
My screen is big. Who starts? Well, I'll start just with another presentation, so then we can look at the agenda for this meeting.
Okay. Put some new things in the map. This is it. Add another shortcut. Well, a functional design meeting, it's the stage we're in. And you also, all three of you have prepared something about it. Well, we'll just have a look at the notes from the previous meeting. What we thought we had decided, but then we'll look at the three presentations from you. I think you prepared
Well, yeah.
We'll look at the new project requirements. We and you also have received a mail, the new project requirements from our bosses.
No.
Oh, I've received a mail with some additional requirements,
Oh.
and I'll have a look. Well, I think we should show them before your presentations because it's not really smart to include some things we can't because of the new requirements. Well, then we can make some decisions about our remote control functions. We have to decide in this meeting what our function will be, and then we can discuss some more closer.
We have 40 minutes for this discussion.
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
Well, Megan, the closing, we'll not look at it yet. Now, I'll show that to this board. Notes for meeting. Now, I gave this presentation. We familiarized ourselves with the boards, and then we discussed some first ideas. So, we said that we have to merge the strong points from our competitors and to look at their remote controls. We should make it compatible with our new DVD and other releases we have, our technical releases. Not too many buttons. One recognizable button in the middle, where you do the most important functions with. And, well, they can have two functions, because you have DVD and television.
Yeah.
The design has to fit the hand, be original, but also be familiar. It's one of our It's just 30 minutes ago, so it's not quite.
No, it's right.
But we have to do it. The materials, well, should be hard plastic with rubber from the Thais, and what labeling of the button should be indestructible.
Not to be easily wiped out, yeah. No, no.
Well, fronts for the remote, just like mobile telephones, and technical aspects, and also labeling of the buttons, the functions should be universal standards. Well, that's just some ideas from the first meeting. It's quite logical, all of it. Now, the new project requirements, I'll just show them. I got this mail from my office. Well, teletext goes out. We will not use teletext.
I disagree, but it's not
not teletext.
It's not my place to disagree, I guess.
The second is a bit pity, because we just said we wanted to include the DVD, and they don't want it because of our time. We have quite a project.
Oh, all right.
So that's a shame, because especially for the third requirement, we want to reach people under 30 years, because we don't have those customers a lot at this point. Well, it's a bit pity, because just those people want to have one remote control for all those technical devices they can
so let's forget about it. It's just time consuming.
Yeah.
So we have to go.
Well, and our corporate image should stay recognizable in our products. So we have to use maybe a slogan, maybe design has to be, well, as we already said, actually familiar.
Yes.
Not only this, the shape, but also our company.
Yeah, we are a real fashionable company. I read it on the. I didn't know what company we were, but we design especially trendy stuff. So it has to be a modern design. It's important to know when you design a thing, of course.
Yes, I know that our slogan we have, our company, it's we put the fashion in electronics.
No.
So maybe that's a slogan we can put somewhere on a remote control or something. Alright,
then
we're going to have three presentations. You
want
to start?
Okay.
The order now.
I just have to think which file is mine, because I was in a bit in a hurry.
Okay, well,
I think it's this one, but I'm not sure.
You already opened
the PowerPoint. Yes. Well, I'm going to tell you something about functional requirements.
Mm-hmm.
To start with these points. At first, I'll tell you something about what people dislike about the current controls, because it's a smart thing to exclude those things. Furthermore, it's very important what they do like and what they do use. Then I tell something about the most important issues, so we have to focus on those three things. And in the end, I'll show you our target audience or our target product users, customers. Well, the first findings are that people think most controls are very kind of ugly. That's 75% of the current users. They don't like it, so we might think about fronts in that section. They also say, that's about, I thought it was 50%, that more money will be spent on better looking controls. So it's very important that you design a nice looking control. The current user uses his machine just about, well, all the time for a few functions. Almost every user uses it, the control for just 10% of his capacity. So it's really important to make the buttons for the common tasks kind of big or kind of flashy. Furthermore, is 75% of the users zaps a lot, because it might be smart to make a big zapping button or something, so you can really zap
button. You can zap away.
Yeah. Right. A lot of users lose their controls in the living room, so it might be sensible to make some kind of button on your television that your control beeps or something, that you can find it very easily. I don't know, maybe that's an idea, because it's a big, I think 50% of the users loses his within the same room.
It's actually been loosed from the television, because it can also be used for other televisions. So if you deliver a small click on device that you can put on your television that beeps to your remote control,
furthermore, the learning time is a problem. 34% thinks it's too difficult to learn, so the learning curve should be very short, and for the dumbest people should be able to use it.
I think our user expert should also consider a manual for the remote, of course. No, they don't read it? Oh, all right. So it is useless to add one, do you think?
I think you should put more time in the design of pickup and use
mm-hmm.
than the manual. You
yeah, right, because they don't use it. All right.
Know how it's supposed to work. Yeah.
Right. It should always be a manual, but
and
it should
be
very short.
Yeah. But nobody reads more manuals.
Well, maybe for the if you don't recognize a button, who do they call when they don't know?
It should be there, the manual, but not to explain how the remote works. Probably,
yeah.
We don't have much time, so it's better to put our attention to the design, so you can pick up and use it.
Well, we are a design team. We can say to some writer, make a manual.
Yeah,
isn't that part of the you? No, no, never mind. Consider the
consequences of using your remote. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right, this is the most important part. We're like the requirements that we're going to specify, we're going to target a younger audience. That's about 60% of the market, so it's quite important. Research shows that they like to have a little LCD screen on their zapping device. I thought it was the age between 16 and 20. 99% of the people like that, so it's very important. We should definitely have that in our designs.
Well, with €12.50 as production cost,
it's going to be expensive. Yeah.
Yeah, but they think it's really important. So if
yeah.
we want to if you have a big, if you make lots of those stuff, maybe you can buy it very cheap. I don't know. You have to,
well, we'll consider it.
Yeah, well.
We'll think about. We'll think.
No,
we'll look into that later. All right. We have very demanding clients.
Yet a standard development.
We have
so
customers in LCD is more reachable than speech recognition. So we might consider LCD screens.
Yeah, yeah, all right. I will consider both and see what we can find, I think.
Right.
We don't rule them out yet.
Okay.
I think that's it. I think it is sensible.
Take these points into the notes,
yes.
So you can. Right. Well, I can still see your presentation.
Yeah, right.
So, next, I don't know who
is next. Shall I give a technical talk?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Well, just my task to explain or to point out a working design. We have that here. Okay, how do you enlarge it so that you can have the F5? Yeah. Well, the working design, that's my...
next button.
Well, all right, you know who I am and what I do. So we have this. It's a bit unclear because I wanted to copy-paste something. It was originally in black and white, but it became black and purple. But I think you can read it. Well, I think it's important for you to realize the basic function of a remote control. Well, you can see.
Oh
yeah, so that. No, I don't can select. I can select on the things. Right? It goes to the next page. Well, you can read it. It's not too difficult. This is a schematic view of how a basic remote control works. You have basically. The energy, the power of the remote control, and the sender, which is the LED, the bulb that sends the infrared beam to the now to the set, and the source is of course the user. The user interface is the buttons, of course, and the user interface sends the different signals of the different buttons to the chip. The chip sends it to the lab, and the lab sends it to the receiver. That's the basic idea, very basic. Well, I have put it in a couple of basic steps. The remote is basically just waiting for a user to press a key. It does nothing until, of course, the key is pressed. The key presses a signal to a chip. The chip senses the connection and recognizes the key. So, well, you understand. The chip produces Morse code, a specific code to indicate that specific button that is pressed, of course. And it uses transistors in the remote control to amplify and to send that signal again to the LED, which is the bulb, of course. And the LED produces an infrared beam and signals the, well, it's very simple, and signals the signals to the sensor on the TV set, and the TV set also recognizes the signal and performs the assigned task.
So this is also why we have to have a button that says I'm now busy with the DVD. If we had done that,
but we don't. We no. But yeah, exactly. Well, this is the basic function of a remote. I have shown a couple of pictures here. It's a very basic one. And of course, if we're going to add an LCD screen to it, it won't look anything like this. But this is very basic, basically the shape of a remote control. It has very little buttons, but it's quite. You can easily recognize the buttons. They're far enough apart and thing. It's not very. Not very high tech indeed, and it's not very user friendly if you look at the shape. It's just a simple long box shape, so we have to change a little bit to that so that it becomes more user friendly, and that problems like RZ and those kinds of things don't occur. Yeah.
I have a table here about the relevance of the buttons. The power button is used very much, channel selection, volume, and teletext. Well, teletext is not an option, but I think it's very important to make the power channel and volume buttons near to the thumb, so you can't have RZ consequences.
Yeah, because they are the most important buttons, and you can immediately. You don't have to look and search for them.
If you have the most used buttons all in one place, and you keep making the same. If you would put it at a different place, then you have to move your hands, and that's one of the things about RSE.
That's right.
Well, you can't have any every button under the thumb, of course.
Yeah, but the most important buttons, maybe you can just put them a bit apart,
yeah.
So you would
that's very important,
reject RSE.
Maybe you can make for channel changing two little buttons on the side of the remote, so you can just do it like this.
On my mobile telephones, they also have
very usable. Do people, when they pick up a remote, know that they have to do that? It's a new feature.
Make a
double feature, like a button on the top and on the
Well, also, if someone picks
up
this
remote,
well, anyway.
If picks up his remote and he touches the side, and he's already on the next channel, that's very irritating.
But in any case, the basic function should be indeed, as you say, at the thumb. I think that's a good idea. And then the less important buttons, like the different channels, the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and so should be not in reach because they don't use it all the time. Well, it's pretty basically as you said. And I have some pictures of the inside workings, but I don't want to get too technical because that's not very useful for you. So yeah, exactly. Well, this is how it looks from the inside, and well, that's about it, I think. Oh yeah, I still have this. Oh, I had to delete this, but I had to make a schematic of the thing. But I had too little time. But don't look at this, please. I think it's clear how it works. All right. All
right,
that's the most important thing.
Nice.
All right. Right.
Have to come to a decision.
Yeah, right. So, everybody on the website sees the same thing.
Yeah, there are different, we all have different homepages,
oh, yeah,
with different links, yeah.
For instance, you couldn't see this.
Okay.
This one from another manufacturer. This one is engineering center, so this one has the most functions and things. This one is user center.
I
like user center also the best. I thought that we'd use the option to control the DVD also. Table text and that kind of stuff. So I thought we would use more, or need more buttons than this one.
But we have to reject them because
that's why this is not relevant anymore. I think this is about the maximum number of buttons we'll need. I kind of like the shape. I think this is what we talked about.
Yeah, I think you can't really see the different from different sides, but I think you can draw it if you.
I think we should go further with the idea of removable fronts, so you can customize all
it. Really, but they all have to have something about the recognition from our company, so we cannot just make someone.
Front, it's not the whole remote that changes.
No. The side they look at is the front. So if you make a front with just a tiger on it, then our recognition is totally gone.
Well, you can put the same symbol on every remote.
That's
so
lost.
Like
you can put it on the back side.
Something like this.
Yes.
It's recognizable.
Okay.
We can make a symbol of the company right here, and if you put front on it, there's a hole in the front.
Yeah, so that you don't replace the symbol, yeah.
The lowest part of the remote isn't changed that far.
Let's not focus on front.
Yes. Okay.
Like I said, I thought we'd use more functions. We had to include more functions, but we don't. So,
right.
I think this is about the maximum number of buttons we need, maybe some less. Like eject, we don't need, and some other buttons we don't need.
Mike, can you put that picture for me on in the Word document file, in map?
I think for the remote, less is more. The less buttons, the better the design.
Yeah,
we should go with that concept, I think.
I've got another point. There are two target audiences, and we've chosen for the younger one. Research has shown that it's a high interested in features, they are high interested in features, but they are more critical.
The younger
audience.
Mm-hmm.
So we must design a control that really speaks to people.
Well, what if we, I at home have a remote that has the most familiar buttons on the top,
mm-hmm.
and the bottom side of the front has a little clap. A little, you can click away, and then you have much more functions that most people don't use, but some do.
Mm-hmm. But I think the most functions underneath that, they are, and usually
their features are important. They want
but
a lot, but not.
Yeah, but what kind of features?
Yeah, I think most. Most.
Newest features are, like I said, are LCD and speech control. Our audience, these people, are very like these features.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You see,
yeah.
So we must build in something, or they will go to the concurrent.
Yeah, our competitor. Yeah.
Competitors, right. So, I do think we have to have some features.
Yeah.
Even though they cost a little more.
Maybe we could, on some calculators, you have those little LCD that you can click on or something, or you can click out of the remote. And if that gives you a little bit of status
like
information,
which program you're watching or something.
Yeah,
those kind of things, because you also have those program recognition for your PCRs. And if your remote picks that up also, they can display which program you're currently watching.
Yeah, so it just signals the different symbols on the screen you have, because if you change to channel 2, you have 2 on the screen and 2 on your LCD screen.
It could be such a little that you can click in and out, and you have it.
Yeah, we should keep that simple too.
But should it really be clickable?
Maybe.
No,
or just integrate in design to make it more trendy.
You should like this,
something
like on some radios in cars, where it's walking.
Yeah, right.
RDS.
But that's of course a bit more expensive than the basic calculator design, but the scrolling text and that kind of thing.
Script that keeps it rolling. It's not. It's 5 minutes of implementing time.
Five
I think.
Minutes, yeah, for program.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's the issue.
No.
All right.
All right. We go with LCD screen.
Well, I think so. Yes.
Yeah, well, we still need to know how much that will cost.
I don't know if I can
find that.
Well, maybe you will get that information.
We can use this board again, I think. We can put some decisions about the controls we want, the issue, where's my presentation?
I understand this. We should have a general idea of how it's going to be.
We are here now, I think. This I've already given you. So we have to decide on the different remote control functions.
Right.
So we want to have a small LCD screen. That's special.
Shouldn't we start with the most important parts? The LCD screen, alright, but we should start with the power button.
How do you do that? You just sit in your chair.
Huh? And then maybe we should centralize the discussion here. I don't know what you were talking about, but we're busy with something. And you,
he thinks it's better to put the LCD at the bottom, and I think it's better at the top.
Uh-huh. Why do you think it's better at the bottom?
Well, because most remotes have some space left at the bottom, and that way you can keep the shape recognizable for everybody.
But you just can put the whole interface a bit down so that there's room for the interface.
Actually, it's like small, it's wide, not high. But
and we
that's quite a good point, because when I use a remote, I hate the buttons at the
bottom.
So and I like to use the ones
like this.
On the top. So when I have to.
Well, that's a bit exaggerated. Well, I agree with you. It's also more recognizable. It looks more like a calculator to people if you have the thing on top. Yeah, well, but you don't have to throw important aspect like familiarity completely away because I think it's. I think it's still important to have it at the top because it's more familiar that way.
When I draw here,
it's a bit off.
Yeah, it's
off. a little bit. Maybe you shoot another pen. Maybe that's better. You only have one pen for that screen. Yeah.
Put the LCD above it.
and still have lots of room at the bottom.
Yeah, I agree.
I think it should be at the bottom.
Well, I'm the designer, so. Yeah, well, we were busy with that. Yeah, we should summon the different aspects of the thing. So we have the power button.
I think that you two should be come to consensus about the LCD.
Yes.
It's your job.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's yeah.
Button,
well, you have to agree. I can't say on it's like this, and you must agree. Yeah. General. Yeah. Volume control.
Yes.
Well, let's look at your design.
Mute button. I love that one.
Uh-huh.
I think we should use something like this. The channel up and channel down button.
Yes.
Yeah, in circle, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's
and
also design.
And volume
design.
Control also.
Yes.
In it.
Next, but on this remote, these controls are for something else, a DVD
yes.
player or something.
Yeah,
so,
I
already
video,
said we can drop some of these buttons.
You should put that power button channel and volume should have the most importance.
Yeah, I think these should be in one big circle in the middle.
Yeah, but what he said about RZ was kind of true. When you put them all in the same place, the most used buttons, you're doing the same thing all the time. And that's just what RSE is all about. So it might be smarter to put them a little more
apart
away from each other.
So people have to move their hands and they get less complaints of RSI.
Yeah, it's also not good to completely stay in one position constantly with one hand. It's good to move from time to time, yeah.
Yeah, but people don't like it when their buttons are all over.
No, but now would we have to choose a way in the middle.
Button use.
Yes.
channels are most used within the hour.
Mm-hmm.
You can see. So the channel buttons
mm-hmm.
should be far apart, I think. Up and down.
Far apart?
Far apart from each other?
You thinking about RC?
Well, not too much.
Not too much, but the other two frustrations are far more important. So.
I think you can have the two buttons of up and down close together, but you don't have to have volume control and zapping buttons close together.
Well, they're used four
when
times.
When someone
hours,
is
so.
Constantly is zapping, it's not going to miss that the power button is not right beside because I have
someone
I totally
agree.
Right. So
but
that one can be put away.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
The power
button
can be
power button should be left at the top.
Yes.
And should be right.
Yeah.
Oh man, 5 minutes. Yeah. Well
right.
5 minutes left.
Just make some decisions.
Yeah.
The most important things we have to
How are we going to do it?
Can you make? We can use the drawing board now. I think it doesn't work well, but it would be pretty nice if we could just draw a simple thing.
Yeah,
you decide that. You decide that.
Mm.
Yes.
All right.
Well, the LCD. You are industrial. You are user interface. So I think it's going to go to Mike.
Yeah.
But you will have to make a consensus with.
Well, consensus.
Well, it's a bit hard because we're going to be individually. That's a bit.
We're deciding now.
Yes.
So top or bottom.
Well, yeah, I still think it's quite important, though, to have it at the top. So yeah, you say familiarity isn't important, but.
So what if we're going to now decide about functions and the design comes into the next round?
Okay.
But
yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Right, we agreed we do have a LCD,
yes,
so
that's all right.
That's enough. Yeah.
Are we going to do it like on Mike's screen with one button that says I'm going to do a two number digital?
No.
How do you you wanted to do then?
Just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0.
As there can still come more.
No, if you
if
you press two numbers shortly after each other.
Yes.
It recognizes it. That's the most... That's very easy. Yeah. I think these are the most important functions.
We do need
Well, because we can integrate it with any other remotes, all those buttons on those pictures are irrelevant.
Right.
So, just for a television, is that all we need?
Yeah, it's most useful as well.
It is a very basic function.
Teletext is gone, so all those buttons that are to do with teletext. Oh, screen placing. We'll have those buttons about. And there are two important buttons we're. Forgetting, there's a screen, you can make it wider and less wide, and the button that you can go to A here for your video.
Right.
I think
we have to put that underneath the clap.
Those two, or is just two?
Just two under a hand.
We can make a little row of like four buttons down here.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think...
your LCD scan is going to
But you can't put two or three buttons under another section. That's too complicated. You can just put it somewhere. They aren't used much, not as much as those others. So you can put it somewhere.
Smaller round.
Yeah, a bit smaller, and well, and I think more at the bottom. Yeah. Yeah, or at the top. Yeah. What do you think? Those buttons above or down?
In an isolated part of the remote.
And where? Well, we design it later. We have it, and we design later where everything goes. Yeah. The video channel, huh?
That's zero. Yeah.
No, not always. Zero is a different channel than the video channel.
Down zero.
I don't. I go to 99. That's the button.
But it's easy to go. I mean, if you are at channel 55 and you want to. Go immediately to the video channel. You have to push to get below zero. It's more easy to get to with a specific video channel button.
Yeah, but if you're choosing to incorporate these buttons, you have to have a channel setting. If you have a new TV, you have to set the channels. All these different buttons. Yeah.
I don't have buttons for channel setting, especially on my remote.
Yeah, well, the different screen settings. Now you have screen width.
Set frequency or something, and then with plus and minus you can adjust the... That's the only one we put in there.
So we still have one for it?
For a screen channel setting.
Yeah, to... of course, to configure the program, the... Yeah.
Oh, you always have in the center an OK button.
Yeah. You should, I think that's important. And the settings to change the brightness, the settings to change the brightness and the contrast.
Okay.
Channel, yeah.
So,
Chief?
Say.
Chief?
Yes.
The menu button is also important. Then you can. Where? I don't see it.
Here.
Oh, menu, all right.
Things like contrast and brightness should be.
In the menu. And you can then adjust it with the zapping buttons or something.
Yeah.
Because the zapping buttons aren't used then if you are in the menu.
Nice.
Yeah. Or the volume, yeah.
Rooms and we'll have to decide things on our own, I think.
Right.
Yes, Chief.
Right.
Well, see you.
Yeah, this is your thing.
Now,
I'm hungry.
Yeah.
See you later, mate.
Zo. Moet ik nog een closing zeggen? Ik heb die closing helemaal niet gedaan.